Howdy, folks. Today is Monday, April 8th, and you're listening to the Texans Daily Rundown. I'm the Texans Marketing and Media Manager, Daniel Friend, and here's the rundown of today's news in Texas politics. In a video posted to Truth Social, former President Donald Trump solidified his stance on abortion issues, stating it's about, quote, the will of the people.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith.
Trump also commented on the ongoing conversation surrounding the use of in vitro fertilization treatments, saying, quote,
I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby.
Trump also expanded on his views where exceptions for abortions could take place.
Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother.
Prominent Texas Democrats said they are fighting against State Senate Bill 17 following the University of Texas at Austin's announcement that it will shut the doors on a campus division focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion. The bill bans public universities in the state from having DEI offices. Prior to the web press event on Friday, a press release from the Texas Democrats stated, quote, MAGA Republicans' relentless assault on DEI initiatives have already had devastating effects on institutions of higher education throughout the state, fostering an atmosphere hostile to students of color. Gilberto Hinojosa, chair of the Texas Democratic Party, echoed those sentiments on the webinar, saying, quote, MAGA Republicans are openly racist going after DEI. In an earlier press release, Hinojosa wrote, quote, these bans on programs that protect these communities are nothing short of another rallying cry for the extreme right. Let me be clear. This push to whitewash our schools is a page out of the Fascism 101, and we will continue to fight back, end quote. The Fort Worth City Council approved the funding of a pilot program that will explore new ways to address homelessness in targeted areas. The contract for the program was made with My Health, My Resources, an organization that is part of Tarrant County's Continuum of Care program, which deals with homelessness locally. This program is scheduled to start on May 1, 2024, and will end on September 30, 2025. The funding for this fiscal year is nearly $1.1 million. The City Council is expected to approve $2.2 million in funding for fiscal year 2025. In total, the program is expected to cost around $3.3 million, which will be redirected from the general fund. 2023 was the worst year for absolute homelessness in Fort Worth since 2007. The point-in-time count of the Tarrant County homeless population at the beginning of 2024 was just under 2,500, most of whom are residing in Fort Worth. The homeless population in Tarrant County grew each year between 2021 and 2023, with a reduction of close to 500 people between 2023 and 2024. Fort Worth has the second lowest homelessness rate per 10,000 people in the state among big cities at 7 per 10,000, only trailing Houston with its rate of 5 per 10,000. The program aims to provide services to 80 severely mentally ill homeless people and provide housing to 40. Voluntary case management will be facilitated by MHMR, and services will be carried out by the program's Housing First ACT team. Fort Worth residents can help the city's administration determine the direction the city will take over the next 25 years. Starting this week and extending through the first week of May, residents can attend workshops to learn more about the city's comprehensive plan and provide their feedback. The city said it wants its residents to answer the questions, what would your Fort Worth be like in the year 2050, and how can we make Fort Worth an even better place to live, work, and play? Fort Worth has experienced rapid growth over the last few years and is now the 13th most populated city in the United States, with over 956,000 residents in 2022. The North Central Texas Council of Governments estimates the population of Fort Worth will be over 1.2 million by 2045. Reimagine Fort Worth 2050 is an update to the city's comprehensive plan, its, quote, official guide for making decisions about growth and development. Thanks for listening. Be sure to visit thetexan.news and subscribe to get full access to all of our articles, newsletters, and podcasts.